Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Last time, we looked at the catastrophic consequences of disregarding wisdom. Today, we shall study the definiteness and irreversibility of those outcomes. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 28 to 31. Reading from the ESV. Then they will call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but will not find me. Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, would have none of my counsel and despised all my reproof. Therefore they shall eat the fruit of their way and have their fill of their own devices. Wisdom's urgent warnings have been disregarded. Those whom she had been warning had stubbornly refused to hear her voice. Now, she no longer speaks to them. She only speaks about them, concluding her speech by leaving their end as a deterrent. For their end is definite and final. While salvation could have become their reality, the easily fooled, the recklessly stupid, and the mockers all disdained wisdom. Too late, they understand that they disregarded what could have saved them. Too late, they know that they have despised life and embraced death. Their delusions have destroyed them. Wisdom had called out to them, but they had refused to listen. Now, when it's too late, they will call out to her, but she will not respond. The stubbornly unrepentant will have gotten their way. Wisdom had sought them out to help them, but they had rejected her. Now, too late, they will look desperately for her, but will not find her. Their habitual choices have become irreversible. The book of Proverbs is centered on the fear of the Lord. Wisdom is not secular or abstract principles. Its living context is relationship with the covenant God of Israel. Fools do not recognize their need for God. Honoring God becomes a way of life that they despise. Instead, they first tolerate, then welcome alternative lifestyles. Their darkened minds cannot know. They come to hate the moral and ethical order which God created and sustains. That order includes final judgment. Present decisions yield eternal consequences, which death makes irreversible. The irresponsible, the reckless, and the arrogant will be held accountable. Wisdom makes clear the case against them. They treated her with contempt because they chose to believe that her warnings would not protect but hinder them. Thinking themselves wiser than her, they deluded themselves into imagining that they knew what was best for themselves. Their scheme was to live and thrive without God's wisdom. They will get what they thought they wanted. In summary, wisdom contrasts the destinies of those who listen to her and those who don't. We'll study that next time in Proverbs 1, verses 32 to 33. Let's pray. Lord God, it's much more convenient to be allowed to do whatever we want, but much more challenging to humbly listen to your wisdom. Help us to learn that your true and loving kindness is better than life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.